Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, this is part two regarding the lack of Confederate historical knowledge from the Democrats and leftists. The removal of Confederate statues isn't about making things better. It's about attacking people. Removing Confederate statues, flags, monuments, and landmarks won't end racism. That's not what this is about. This is about attacking people who the left-wing Democrats disagree with politically. The progressive Democrats compare the Confederacy to the Nazis. Well, that's absurd. I guess they didn't study their history. These Democrats and radical groups are not making the country better by tearing down monuments. They are fomenting more division and bitterness, creating more people who will support the far right. The reason Donald Trump won the election wasn't because his supporters believe he's perfect. It's because many of his supporters hated what the liberal left Democrats in this country have become. Charlottesville is being commanded to remove more statues when 62% of Americans disagree with pulling down monuments and landmarks. Only 27% of Americans support the move, and independents are hugely against it. Since the vast majority of Americans don't support sanitizing our history just to make people feel better, then why are liberal Democrats and radical organizations pressuring this movement? Are they attempting to erase American values and traditions? You bet. Three military bases are now targets of Confederate destroyers. Did you know that Confederate soldiers, sailors, and Marines who fought in the Civil War were made U.S. veterans by an act of Congress in 1957? U.S. Public Law 85-425, Section 410, which was approved May 23, 1958. This made all Confederate Army, Navy, and Marine veterans equal to U.S. veterans. The last Confederate veteran died in 1958. So, when liberal Democrats and radicals remove a Confederate statue, monument, or headstone, they are removing a memorial of a U.S. veteran. How many of those anti-Confederacy Democrats, politicians, and radicals know the Civil War history? I would guess they are American history knowledge ignorant. I recommend studying history. It teaches us to be humble. Educate yourselves. Part three is the continuation of our Confederate history and the lies being told by the left. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.